Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and glad especially to welcome visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll come back and join us again. Let me mention a couple of important announcements. One is that our Fresh Expression service is tonight at 5:30. You may hear more from Sarah about that. I don't know if she's planning on saying any more about that, but we'll find out when. Do what? I covered it. 5:30 tonight. Also, your year-end contribution statements are available in the Narthex. We encourage you to pick those up. And next Sunday, we will be celebrating Preschool Sunday, so we look forward to that opportunity to welcome our preschool families and children here among us next week as we gather for worship. They will have an art show at 9:30 back in the Fellowship Hall. Please come and join them and see all that at that point. It is my understanding, this is real risky, but the music dude has something to say.
There's a little bit of buzz about this film that will be premiered in here next Saturday, and I want to take just one moment to tell you about it. It's called Sacred Sound, and it is a very well done, professionally done documentary about a choir that's made up of 50 young ladies who get professional training from this coach in England to form a very excellent choir.
I don't know, I was asleep like you normally do during my sermons. And now it's time for the Youth and Family Ministry Dudette.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to put their money in the thingamajiggies.
Yes. It's over in my pocket. No.
Yeah. Thank you. And I also see that Shannon is here with her family. Her family support. Yes, Shannon. Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us.
Amen.
Gathered in God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouths, the thoughts of our hearts, and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. And for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
victory for our God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God.
Blessed Lord God, you have caused the Holy Scriptures to be written for the nourishment of your people. Grant that we may hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that comforted by your promises, we may embrace and forever hold fast to the hope of eternal life. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. all know too that keeps every promise that they ever have.
God.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what?
God.
That's, well, you too. He does too. So that's what I'm telling you. Well, the best way I can tell you about God's promise to us to always love us, not ever forsake us, and to always be there. All we have to do is just ask for His help and guidance, and He's there forever, like through eternal life. He'll never forsake us. And I thought maybe something to show me. I brought this. It's very little and very worn, but more than 70 years ago, my dad gave this to my mom when we got married. And you see, it's very worn, and it's even been melted together by a tour, because my mom never wanted to give up, even though it was very, very worn. She wanted that circle. That circle reminds us of unending love, that forever and ever they would be joined in love. And that's the way that I want you to remember with Jesus. He loves us so much. His love never ends. All we have to do is ask Him to be there. He's there already. He'll always be there. And He doesn't mind if we mess up sometimes. He knows if we ask for His help and guidance, we can get right back on the right track. So that's what I want you to remember today, okay? Is that God loves us and Jesus is always there. He's always there for us. And I want to remind you one thing before we close with the prayer. Is that today is Grocery Cart Sunday. And if y'all want to help collect the groceries, you need to meet us in the back. Your parents can help you in the back there, okay? Let's close with a prayer. Father, thank you so much for loving us and keeping the promises of eternal life and being always there for us. And help us remember to love one another just like that. And remember to always count on you because your promises are never. We ask in your name. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. It's good to see you guys. Okay. I don't know if this old woman will do that.
A reading from Nehemiah. When the seventh month came, the people of Israel being settled in their towns, all the people gathered together into the square before the water gate. They told the scribe Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Accordingly, the priest Ezra brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding. This was on the first day of the seventh month. He read from it facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and the women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, "Amen, amen," lifting up their hands. Then they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So they read from the book, from the law of God, with interpretation. They gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep," for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, and drink sweet wine, and send portions of them to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the Lord of the joy is your strength." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
a reading from 1 Corinthians. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistant, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to Christ.
After an exceptionally long and boring sermon, the congregation filed out of church one day, not saying a word to the pastor. The pastor was deeply disturbed by this and was much relieved when a man came up, shook his hand, and said, "Pastor, that sermon reminded me of the peace and love of God." Well, the pastor was just ecstatic. "No one has ever said anything like that about one of my sermons before. Tell me, how did it remind you of the peace and love of God? Well, said the man, it reminded me of the peace of God because it passed all understanding. And it reminded me of the love of God because it endured forever. That sounds like something some of you might say. And I'm going to be watching you today. Just want you to know. We laugh and make jokes about long sermons. Even more, we make jokes about people sleeping during sermons too. And in fact, I was looking through some of those jokes trying to find a beginning for this sermon, and I ran across a line that said, several churches now serve coffee after the sermons, and maybe this is to make sure they are fully awake before driving home. And I chuckled at that until I realized that here at Redeemer, we serve the coffee before I preach. I'm a little worried about what that might mean. The truth is that most of us enjoy sermons. Well, maybe appreciate would be the better word. We come here to worship God and to give God our praise. And somewhere inside of us, there's a hunger to hear God's word for our lives. That's the kind of thing that's being described in our Old Testament lesson today from Nehemiah. Now, probably most of us aren't very familiar with the book of Nehemiah. In fact, there are other parts of the Bible that are a lot more exciting and interesting to read. And even this time in Israel's history doesn't draw a whole lot of attention from much of anybody. And yet here in Nehemiah, we find a story of people hungering for the Word of God like we do. Let me give you some background. Maybe you remember that there was a time in Israel's history when the Babylonians came and besieged Jerusalem and conquered the city. The end result of this war was that the people, all the leaders and persons of significance, and all those who made up the culture and religious life of Israel, all of them were taken off to Babylon. They were exiled away from the promised land for 70 years. Over there in Babylon, many were assimilated into the Babylonian ways, taking on Babylonian thoughts and religion. And indeed, it was hard to remain faithful for such a long time in a foreign land. A few did, and there are several places in the Bible recording how they longed to return to their homeland. And finally, after 70 years, they did. After 70 years, they were allowed to return, and they came back to Jerusalem only to find the city was a ruined rubble. And what's worse, those few who had remained, those dregs of society that the Babylonians hadn't bothered to take into exile, had intermarried with people who weren't Jews and mostly had forgotten about God. The king of Babylon, however, hadn't just sent them back with nothing. First, he appointed a governor, Nehemiah, whose job it was to rebuild the city, and they also had a priest, a man named Ezra, whose job it was to rebuild the religion, culture, and who they were as a people. Our Old Testament lesson today tells the story of Ezra gathering all the people together in a place where everyone could hear him. And then standing before them from early morning until midday, he read the scriptures to them and interpreted their meaning for them. Now just imagine how hungry they were to hear God's word after 70 years. When he finished, they stood up in respect for God's word. They shouted amen and they lifted their hands in praise. And then they bowed down with their faces to the ground and worshiped God. And then they wept. They wept for joy at hearing God's word among them again. And they wept in sorrow too. For on hearing God's word, it became clear to them how far from God's way they had strayed. And their hearts were filled with repentance.
but Ezra. Ezra told them to get up, to rise and go their way, for the joy of the Lord was their strength. That was his way of telling them that they were forgiven, that God loved them, that once again they belonged to God and God belonged to them. Maybe that's the same kind of message that we hunger to hear. That no matter what we have done, no matter how far we have strayed, we are forgiven. And God loves us. Week after week, we gather to be reminded here that we belong to God and God belongs to us. There's been a series of commercials on TV with the most interesting man in the world. You know the ones I mean, I'm sure. And they all end with the man looking at toward the camera and saying, "Stay thirsty, my friends." Maybe today, as we see the hunger that they had for God and God's word in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, maybe today, as we know the hunger we have for God and God's word in our own lives, perhaps the message should be, "Stay hungry, my friends. Come. Come. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord." Amen. So we apparently forgot to put the creed in again. So again, it is in the back cover of your hymnal if you pick that up. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Merciful Savior, our hearts are so full of thankfulness and praise this day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for making us your own. Thank you for being ever near to us and keeping us close to your heart forever. Lord, in your mercy, we come to you also, O Lord, thankful, but as always asking for even more of your love. So many are in need, gracious Father. So many need your hand in their lives. So many need healing and comfort and help and hope. Abide with us in all the joys of life and concerns of our hearts, and especially those in need of you whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, as your hand has provided so much goodness and blessing in our lives, as your hand is here to comfort and help those in need, fill all our lives with your Spirit. Lead us in zeal. May the flame of our faith burn brightly within us. May we be your instruments in this world, forever sounding the melody of grace. Lord, in your mercy, living Lord of all, call us, fill us, move us, and lead us forward in faith. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
us pray.
Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory, through Jesus Christ, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with your Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banqueting table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now, that we may set the captive free, use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory, revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.